Hey, it's Dave Chapin. Thank you for listening to the Wolf Sports Show. We're down to the final four teams vying for Super Bowl 60, Broncos, Patriots, Seahawks, and Rams. The biggest story now, just a total shocker, how the news was announced by Sean Payton with Bo Nix being out for the playoffs due to a fractured ankle, not counting them out from winning two games with Jarrett Stidham, who's one of the best backup quarterbacks in the league, but to, I think, have a great shot with Nix, played incredibly well in a very tough matchup against the Buffalo pass defense, and then just right after the game, the crushing news for him personally and for the team, with it certainly being a hit given how valuable he is at quarterback. But he's had one of the best starts to a career in NFL history for a quarterback, and he's had a ton of haters dating back to before the draft during his college career, then before the draft, people saying things that just weren't based in fact about his skill level and upside and whatnot, whatever they were saying his ceiling, and has made those people look, I'll just say it, really stupid and dumb in a prime spot, performing like he did in the divisional round. You never know how many opportunities you get to win a championship, so that's what makes this extra disappointing and sad. Hopefully as an individual we see him back in this position, but the Broncos move forward and at least get to host the AFC title game. But before we get to those two matchups, we'll get to the four teams eliminated last week. First, the other huge story around the NFL, Sean McDermott fired by the Bills after nine seasons, while general manager Brandon Bean was not only kept but promoted from general manager to also now president of football operations. There's been a ton of uproar over this. It's been clear the roster is not a championship level roster right now and sort of carried by Josh Allen. Didn't have his best playoff game last week, but they're not even in this position without him, and just doesn't feel right. I think the response from current and former Bills players basically says it all about maybe it not being a wise decision to get rid of McDermott. I do hope I'm wrong. I would love to see Josh Allen win a Super Bowl and Buffalo to get a Super Bowl. But yeah, remember, it was dark days before McDermott was there for the Bills. Seemed to be getting the most out of that roster. And the catch, non-catch for Brandon Cooks, just an example of the supporting cast not being ideal at wide receiver especially. Obviously, they have the line. James Cook led the league in rushing. Donga Key is a star tight end when he's healthy, one of the league's most underrated players. But, and this is nothing against Cooks, been a great player in the league, very well respected by his teammates, clearly. But, I mean, he was picked up in middle of the season after the Saints released him. He's towards the end of his career. To have him as the go-to deep threat and basically the number one receiver, I guess, Khalil Shakir too, maybe the number one non-slot guy. And again, maybe you could say it was a catch. It's very close to me. They at least should have reviewed it for sure. But it's a lot to put on him as the guy that just joined mid-season to be tasked with trying to come up with plays like that. Then Mecole Hardman on the out route looks like he should have flattened it, probably, is what I'm thinking. Don't really know for sure. Maybe Allen just missed the throw a little bit. Not sure we'll ever find out, but it did hit his hands either way. And again, I think the route was designed to be flatter, probably. And another pickup was on and off the roster and just sort of speaks to the state of the roster. But now McDermott gone. We'll see. Again, I want to see them win a Super Bowl with Josh Allen. Maybe they hit a home run higher. Hopefully they do. Might sound crazy, but I'd consider Bill Belichick. I'd go after him, have him take control of the defense while Allen's on the offense. Then I think that'd be a great combination. But yeah, a lot of success under McDermott as head coach over the past several years. Just couldn't get over the hump. And it's not an easy thing to do winning the Super Bowl, but they've been in the mix with McDermott and performing the regular season every year. And I'll go quickly to the other three teams eliminated. 49ers, I think, sort of ran out of gas, but led by Christian McCaffrey, he didn't have to be in that game. Was banged up, handled well over 400 touches this year. Showed sort of the heart of a champion that he and others have for San Fran, despite the lopsided score at Seattle. Texans, going into that game at Foxborough, I thought it'd be close and a total toss-up, but I thought they'd win if they avoid turnovers and the defense could win it. Unfortunately, CJ Stroud really struggled again, and some questions there at quarterback. They sound totally committed to him, but fair to wonder after he sort of held them back, the thing they couldn't have happen. Then finally, the Bears, they showed it to force overtime, never out of it with Caleb Williams. Been saying that for weeks now. Future is very bright with Ben Johnson and Caleb. And like what Johnson just said a couple days after the loss, that it's not anything to build on. They're starting like every team will be next season, starting again and gotta build again. And that's the right mindset. It's a year by year, week by week, day by day league, and they're turning the page on to 2026. Now for the conference championship games on Sunday. First, the AFC title game in Denver. Just talked about them a ton in the open with Nix. I'd look for them to come determined, wanting to not only rally around their new starter Stidham now, but also rally around Nix and having him out. They kind of want to win for him. Him feeling like there's nothing he can do now sitting on the sidelines. Crazy how much the line swung from being favorites, as they should have been, to now pretty sizable underdogs at home against the Patriots. For New England, Drake May's been turnover prone, made big plays, but also been turnover prone. Receivers have stepped up. Kayshon Boutte had the huge one-handed catch on the deep touchdown last week. Stephon Diggs showed really strong hands in the end zone. May and Pop Douglas came through on fourth down for a catch and run touchdown on an accurate throw on a slant route. But the Broncos defense, not a ton of turnovers forced this season, but they just did it against the Bills, had a handful of takeaways, and had 71 sacks. If the Patriots try to push the ball down the field, May has sort of a long release, especially on the deep throws especially. So if Nick Benito and company can get home for some turnovers, Sean Payton, I'm sure, going to pull out all the stops, whatever he has up his sleeve on offense. Definitely should not count out Denver. Nick showed his value last week with just the throws he makes, putting them on the back hips of receivers, throwing them away from coverage, throwing guys open. Really tremendous and will be missed. And that's without much of a ground game. If they can get that going, J.K. Dobbins, we'll see if he can give it a go. Not sure he returned to practice, so has a shot. But I think should be and hopefully will be a close game even without the starting quarterback for Denver. Then the NFC title game. We know about this matchup, round three between the Rams and the Seahawks in Seattle. Most recently, middle of December, the thrilling overtime win for Seattle in a total shootout. So that might have Sam Darnold confident against the Rams defense after struggles against them dating back to last season, even with the Vikings. Zach Charbonnet, though, at running back, big underrated loss working with Kenneth Walker. But Walker, he's feeling it now, went off last week, over 100 yards, 3 touchdowns on the ground against the Niners. Seahawks defense can stuff the run. Got to get off the field on third downs. Like, they struggled in the second matchup, that shootout win. But toward the end of the game, they did get off the field, get the ball back for the offense, for them to come back in that. So yeah, as it is in a lot of games, third down going to be huge. I think especially on that side of the ball, if Davante Adams, he's back after not playing in the second matchup. But if they can stop Adams and Puka Nacua and everyone else, the tight ends, on third down, if Darnold avoids the turnovers, we'll see if a team that looks like a juggernaut can get to Super Bowl 60. You can check out content on wolfsports.com throughout the week. Our latest YouTube ranks the 4 potential Super Bowl matchups. I'd kind of like to see Broncos Seahawks. I think that'd be a good game. Maybe the Denver defense looking to show that they're a top unit. Seattle's defense certainly is. So that'd be a storyline. I think that could be a close game. A lot of people want to see Patriots-Rams, but going to be interesting to see what happens this week first. We'll be back in 2 weeks to discuss Super Bowl 60. In the meantime, thank you for listening, and we'll be back in a couple of weeks.